Chapter 1 of Raven Memory by David G. Schrunk. Part 7. Gliding into his office, Steve spots the detective rising from a chair. Setting the vase clinking on the desk, he turns and shakes the hand. "Ah, Detective Silver, it is good to see you again."
"Always a pleasure," says Silver.
"What can I do for you?"
He sits down in his chair. Detective Silver takes the seat on the opposite side of the desk and glances around the room. He looks over the books lined on the shelves behind Steve, then over at the blank whiteboard on the wall beside the desk. He scratches his gray-flecked hair.
"Every time I visit, it always gets me how there are no windows."
"Views are distractions," Steve says.
He leans back in his chair, waiting for the detective to get to the point of the visit.
Yes, I imagine it's hazard to a productive mind."
Silver covers his mouth and coughs, an indication Steve knows well, a polite announcement.
"This is about your wife, Roberta Reynolds."
His smile fades. Folding arms, he waits for the news. The detective releases a long sigh.
"I am so sorry to trouble you with all this."
"What about my wife?" He leans forward, pushing the chair back against the bookshelf, sending a book tumbling on the floor.
"I am trying to tell you."
Silver rubs his face, squishing his nose in the palm of his hand. Running his finger down over his chin, he looks up, releasing another sigh. Dropping his elbows on the desk, Steve leans closer.
"Please, tell me what has happened."
"Your wife. She was found in her office. 3 shots to her chest, 1 to her head." Detective throws himself back in the chair, the springs underneath the seat popping.
"There it is. I'm sorry."
Steve breathes deep through his nose. It seems like moments ago he wished her farewell before jumping in the car with Cassandra. An image coalesces in his mind of the woman slumped back in her office chair, long black hair falling over the headrest. Between cold dark eyes, a trickle of blood runs down over the bridge of her nose. He shivers and pushes the image from his mind.
"I assure you, we are taking this case very seriously."
Silver leans closer, the springs popping back, and sets his arm on the desk.
"Your wife was a very successful prosecutor with a long list of enemies. We are scrutinizing every one of her past cases, going over everything with a fine comb."
Placing his palms over his eyes, Steve shakes his head. Every day he reminds himself of the risk. Fate likes playing cruel jokes, waiting for the worst moments. Everyday life settles into the mind before the cruel mistress springs her trap. But fate is an analogy for the flow of information, an excuse. Someone is behind this. His thoughts turn to Margot's message, the news of Cassandra missing class. A link between the two events seems grim.
"Mr. Reynolds," says Silver, "what I really need to know is if your wife ever talked about anyone, maybe over dinner, about someone in the legal profession outside her office. Do you remember anything at all?"
"What's that?" He feels lost as the words process.
"Oh, no. We both are so involved in our business that we never talk about work at home. We spend our time together, talking only about us. We leave everything behind."
"That's very commendable, dedicating your time to each other like that." The detective sits back, folding his hands in his lap.
"If there are any concerns about anyone she came in contact with at work, would she have brought it up with you?"
He shakes his head.
"She is very independent."
"Yes, that is the part that troubles me." Detective Silver stands, and Steve stands from habit, reaching out. The detective offers his hand.
"Everyone should share more often."
Steve shakes the hand.
"Thank you, Detective Silver."
"I will keep you informed as always." Releasing his grip, he offers a warm smile. He slips out of the office. Falling into the chair, Steve collapses, feeling exhausted.